News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It has been established many times by many different pieces of research that the social class of a child makes a big difference to the relationship with the teacher. The question has always been, why? And Emer Smith, research professor at the SRI, has done some work that gives a bit of a revelation in respect of the answer to that. Emer, what have you discovered?
We discovered three different factors play a role. First of all, we see that where the child is seen as less ready to engage in learning. So if they come to school tired or hungry or less able to engage, that's one signal that teachers rely on. The second is even though teachers have a lot of contact with the parents of five-year-old children, they interpret more working class mothers as less interested in their child's education. And finally, the child's own behaviour, for example, their socio-emotional difficulties.
That second one is interesting. If the teacher interprets the mother specifically as less engaged, that has an impact.
Yes, it does. And we think this is, you know, kind of a result of cultural distance. You know, we found that working class parents tend to be very interested in their child's education, but they don't necessarily have the kind of know-how to know how best to navigate the education system for their children. They don't kind of use the kind of language maybe that teachers use. They're not as formally involved in, say, parent-teacher associations.
Which is to suggest that there is a way there to, there is a key to unlock that and to improve the relationships relatively simply, you would have thought.
Definitely. I think there's a couple of factors that could make a big difference. One is we're lucky in Ireland. We have really high demand for people to go into primary teaching, but that does have the downside of having a less diverse teaching force. So if we had greater social class diversity in teachers, that would kind of help bridge the cultural divide. But also initial teacher education could play a role. And we get a strong hint from that because when we compare newly qualified teachers and their more experienced counterparts, we don't see that social class inequality among the newly qualified teachers. So it may be that greater emphasis on educational disadvantage in recent years and initial teacher education has paid off.
Now, when you then look at social class as a factor, if you take out those three criteria that you described, so the assumptions about the mother's engagement in learning, the readiness to engage by the child and the child's own behaviour, if they're stripped out, is there a difference in social class?
No, there isn't. So what we're seeing is really those three factors are explaining what's going on in that difference in closeness and conflict that we see between teachers and students.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.